வந்தேகம்
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 7th of June 1976 in Los Angeles, California.
One thing I've noticed about the people that are involved with this, two features I particularly have noticed. One of them is that they don't go out on Sankirtan. Everyone I've seen...
Everything you just finished. Preaching will be finished. In this, Saudiya party, and then preaching will be finished. Siddha Pranali.
What does that mean, Shubhava, Siddha Pranali?
Siddha Pranali is nonsense. Mm. They are manufactured, Siddha Pranali.
The initiation that you are given your sins, your eternal...
They have learned from this Radhakunda Babaji.
From Radhakunda Babaji?
Babaji, yes. Mm. After all, they are fools, they are snakes, whatever they say. Mm.
The dangerous thing is that they are using your book for authority.
But that's all I... That is why that I have already explained. Why these rascals do not take the lessons of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that we are all rascals, fools. No, that they will not take. They will take the Radharani's bhav. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching, what is practical life? That we have to take.
There's one statement, Srila Prabhupada, regarding devotional service in a reverential mood. And they have found some quote, they're quoting, that this reverential devotional service is an impediment towards developing pure love.
Another place they quote that regulated principles are a hindrance in the path. Because there's a statement that I think Jamunacharya says.
Huh?
There's a statement somewhere in one of your books that, you know, when one attains the highest platform...
Then why is that highest platform?
There's no question of it.
One must go through stages.
Yeah.
You gave the example of trying to get an MA degree.
Yeah. One has to come to that highest stage. It is not forbidden. That may be ideal. But not for the neophytes. He must... One does not know ABCD. What do we know about any disease?
Mm.
That they do not know. They think they have already passed away. That is their fault.
There's another statement I saw them where it says, it's a quote, that you can treat Krishna as your lover, and Krishna will reciprocate.
And then they underline the two words, you can treat Krishna as your lover. So in this way they're taking your quotes.
Immediately.
This is one of their main ideas in their philosophy is that the living entity can desire to have any relationship he wants with Krishna.
That's all right. Can desire. I have already explained. The first desire, then desire.
Desire, then desire.
Yeah. You are a rascal. How you can desire? You have no qualification. You desire to high court judge. What is this nonsense?
But then they have an answer.
What is that answer?
That let me just... try it anyway to keep my mind.
How you can try? First of all, be qualified. A big lawyer, then you become a high court judge. Where is that qualification? You are after illicit sex and biri, and you want to be associated with the gopis.
They say that in ISKCON we do not.
Let them say all nonsense. They are disqualified. Savalia Bhavadi.
There's about 40 of them in this temple. 50. There's 50 of them in this temple, Prabhupada.
No, really?
Oh, yeah.
The women's group and the men's group.
There's a women's group with about 25 or 30.
The thing is that they're going around and they're soliciting for people to come and join their group. And then immediately they come, they immediately take them into all the details of the Godhead and Krishna.
Unless they follow the regulative principle, there's no place for them in the temple. Let them go out.
They're following.
That is that part. They want to utilize the love affairs of Krishna and gopis for their debauchery. That is a support for their devotion. That is how they are.
That's the meaning of Sanatana.
Yeah.
So that's on their minds.
Yeah.
They're frustrated.
We are restricting no illicit sex. They will report that here is illicit sex between the gopis and Krishna.
So we can also do
that. Yeah, that is it.
Breaking the principle.
Yeah.
Because sadhana bhakti is a gradual process, they immediately want the highest perfection. Quickly.
That is the danger. If they at once go to Rasila, because they are not trained, I'm neither they are liberated, they will think this Rasila is just like our young boy and young guys mixed together and have sex like that. So it is supported. Why should we restrict to no illicit sex, no this, no rules and regulations? We shall do our nonsense, because we'll become a gopi. It's very good to aspire to become high court judge, but how you can become high court judge without qualification? That they are not thinking. They have no qualification. They make illicit sex, pregnant, going to abortion as a high court judge.
They say Ajamil had no qualification. He just
Ajamil had no qualification. Therefore, they should have no qualification.
They say that...
They say now you accept them as authority. They say, what is there, what they are?
Ajamil's qualification was he thought of Krishna at the time of death.
Yeah, but you cannot think.
They want to think of the gopis at the time of death.
No.
And practice.
And what they will think at the death, why you are conjecturing now? Their habits are rascal, they are making pregnant, insisting what they will think. Anyway, if we give indulgence to these people, then this preaching work will be
hampered. No,
or they should be separated, otherwise it will be a bad example.
Yeah.
And all restrictions will be broken.
If they don't change their mentality, then they should be lived separately, do their own
system. And they will do that. That shows your tendency is very easy to take up.
It seems like it's an inherent thing in
thinking of Radha Krishna Leela, that is, in liberated stage, not in the conditioned stage.
I could never understand, Srila Prabhupada, why. I was always wondering why in all of your books. You're always blasting so much time on the sahajis. Now I see why, because the tendency is so easy.
Mm.
I could never realize, I always think, why is Prabhupada saying so much? Because they're only in India.
He's thinking that this is a small group.
Yeah, in India, but now I see it's an easy mentality for anyone's mind that can be adopted. That's what Prabhupada
says. And as our movement gets more and more members, more and more people who will be exhibiting the sahajya tendency.
That's why it's in every book Prabhupada speaks about it without fail.
Mm. Anyway, keep your movement very pure.
Yes.
You don't mind if somebody goes out, you don't mind.
Yes.
But we must keep our principles pure.
I always remember that you said that in the battle sometimes some men may be lost.
Yeah. That is natural.
It's natural. Of course we don't want to lose them, but it's natural.
Srila Prabhupada, when the devotee is in the original relationship with Krishna, his Siddha Deha, why is it that he sometimes changes his original Ratha with Krishna? Each one of us has an original relationship with Krishna. Some is plant, some is tree, some is cow, some is coward boy. So if that is reestablished, why should the devotee desire to change it?
That is spiritual kingdom. You can change.
Right. It is not static, Prabhupada once explained. Love is not static.
Generally, it is not changed. Just like Maharaj Yashoda sees mother all the time.
I always understood before that the rasa was fixed, but that within that rasa, one may take different. One may take a different line.
That will be revealed when you are liberated. Why you are bothering now?
That's the point.
A patient is thinking, how shall I dance when I become healthy? First of all, rascal become healthy, then talk about this. See, the rascals are thinking like that.
Yeah, what? That's a good example.
Your patient, first of all, cure your disease, material disease, then talk about it. Utopian. When I get rich, how I shall treat, I shall go, then my wife is disobedient, and I shall kick her like this. And as soon as he kicks on the earthen pots, all broken. Then he, then my, all prospect of God. You know this story?
What was in the pot?
There's a potter boy, he had got some earthen pot selling. So he was dreaming that by selling this earthen pot, I'll make so much profit. Then I shall purchase another batch. I shall make profit in this way. I shall be millionaire. Then I shall marry, and my wife must be very obedient. Otherwise, I shall kick. So in this way, he kicked over the pots. And all of them broke.
And they had nothing.
So by his dreaming, he...
Yeah, as told, be rich man, then I'll do all these things. I shall kick your wife. This is going. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that my Guru Maharaj found me rascal number one. Therefore, he ordered, you cannot study Vedanta. Chant Hare Krishna. They will not read this portion. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he posed himself as a rascal.
But they prefer to read about all of the ecstatic symptoms on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body.
That's all right. That we first of all bona fide. That is good ambition. But how this good ambition can fulfill when you are a potter poor man? Actually be rich and then kick your wife. And without being rich, if you think all this nonsense, it's spoiling time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada? Some devotees, sometimes they feel that in ISKCON, we're talking so much about the business of how to spread Krishna consciousness, but we're not talking enough about Krishna's pastimes, Krishna Katha, they say. So that's another reason why they want to read all these pastimes.
Then let them read. But why they are making pregnant and abortion? What kind of Krishna Katha? The Krishna Katha test is, as soon as he will get the test, he will lose this test. That is it. So what is this nonsense?
Won't it purify them? Huh? That's what they say. He will purify them.
Why do you have purified? You have become a what is called, putrefied, not purified.
Putrefied.
You can become purified, and sometimes you can increase
your... Then you can read, be purified. You can read, but when you are purification? future to think. The books are there for reading. By reading, you become filled by it. Or Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he went to Radha Kunda for Kartik Vrata. At that time, he was reading Upanishad. So, first of all, this Babaji, they are coming, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has come. And Radha Kunda is giving some class. So they used to come. As soon as they saw that he was reading Upanishad, they stopped coming. They saw they are jnanis, they are not bhaktas.
What did they want to hear? Dasama Skanda?
Like that. So, Prabhupada condemned them that they are not living in Radha Kunda, they are living in Narak Kunda. I heard it. They are living in Narak Kunda.
So, our men who go to Radha Kunda and live there.
Yeah.
They're risking living in Narakam.
I remember one boy was living there for about 3 months, and he got very angry and told him that there were already enough monkeys in Radha Kund. Do not try to jump over like a monkey.
Scientists have found some more brass pottery. So now they say that man first started using brass around 3,500 years ago. They've announced
now
this to the world.
Now they're not using?
Huh?
Now they're not using?
No, they say that 3,500 years ago was when man first started using brass. They've announced this to the world.
What do you have to take lesson from this?
They are convinced that man used to live in caves, and just recently he has been civilized.
What is the effect of civilization? When they used to live in caves, they were hunting animals and eating. So you are doing the same thing for civilization.
So they're doing it on a bigger scale now.
That's what.
You mentioned that it would not be possible for them to find the remains of the bodies of the Aryans because they would burn their bodies.
Yeah.
So they only find the bodies of the lower class.
Also, you said that now they're headed back to caves. By the end of Kali Yuga, many will live in caves.
They were living in caves then, and now they're living in pigeonholes.
There was another article in the magazine that was talking about rats in India. This article was talking about rats in India.
Rats?
Yes, they said how there's a big problem, there's too many rats. And it says that at the end of the article, they made a sly comment about how many people consider the rats sacred. So this is a big problem. Whenever they make some report about India, they always make some joke about how the people think the animals are sacred and how this is actually the real problem.
So why do they not go and eat the rats? Why these people do not go there and eat the sacred rats? You know, please go and eat the sacred rats. Because you are expert in eating animals, so go and eat the sacred rats. India is a good thing and clear their problem. You write one article and send that.
Yes.
It's a good opportunity for the animal eaters. So go to India and eat the rats, sacred rats, and solve their problems.
Won't even cost anything.
Yes, free.
We'll give free.
They can take and free.
It said one of the main reasons is because they are killing the snakes for the skin, the snakes that feed on the rats. They kill so many snakes to get the skin. Therefore, there's no
That's
way to
all right.
control
it
the
rat said
population.
For you. Go ahead and take it.
They lure the snakes and eat the rats.
Snake will die starvation in this weather. You go and eat.
Srila Prabhupada, in Egypt, they have been able to dig underneath the ground and find the remains of ancient cities. So this is proof of the ancient civilization of Egypt. But they have not found ancient ruins of the cities of Dwarka or Hastinapur. They do not have such
ruins in Dwarka.
So they don't accept that the ancient civilization of India is old, very old.
I read one anthropology book, and it said that about 3,500 years ago in India, people were only living in all the caves. And they were simply using stones and things like that, very primitive tools. No knowledge at all.
But they cannot explain how it was that these people evolved, these cavemen evolved such a language as Sanskrit, which not even the greatest scholars today can even begin to comprehend. It's a very great language.
That is their crutch. When they see such exalted literature, they are envious. It was all manufactured by the Britishers. To get their faith in other nations, they are protesting that why you are keeping India dependent. So they are pleading that we are making India civilized. That was their problem.
The white man's burden, they call it.
Entire Golden Gate Park was cultivated by men.
Instead of planting grass by the roads, they're now putting green rocks. They figure it looks the same and it saves money.
Here they put plastic grass. They're also planting plastic grass in the middle of the road.
No options.
In Russia now, they've declared one is a big crisis because their grains did not grow properly. They're not able to produce as much meat. So now, one day a week, everyone is forced to eat fish. So they're lamenting. They were describing how the good old days were when you could go and buy an entire carcass.
Country, build cities, and then spend billions of dollars to make the city look like the country.
Chur bitachar banana, chewing the chewed again and again. This is their business.
So I've been told that if one fasts on Bhima Ekadasi, it is like fasting on all the Ekadasis. Is that true?
Yes. Ekadasi is meant for fasting, either Bhima or Arjuna. But we cannot fast, therefore we have to take little fruits. Otherwise, Ekadasi means fasting.
If it is possible, should we go without eating at all?
Yes. But don't lie down and sleep.
It's a long to respect one's service.
Yeah.
Maha Prasadam is also fasting.
Who said?
You said that to Paramahansa Swami once.
What?
You said that once to Paramahansa Swami.
Are you heard from Paramahansa?
No, I was in the room. It was when he was trying to observe Chaturmasya.
I never said that.
Oh, okay.
If there is service, and on my fasting service will be in store, then I can tell. First consideration, service. If somebody feels weak, he can take Mahaprasad and render service.
That priest that has now become your disciple, he's joining Satsarup Maharaj's party. He's very interested, and Satsarup Maharaj said he would like them to come, to travel together and study.
Very good.
In the West, people are generally unfamiliar, I think, with the philosophy of Shankara. Yet, in your books, you devote so much argument to defeating Mayavad philosophy. I'm wondering if it is within every conditioned soul's heart to be an impersonalist. Is it? Does every conditioned soul have the propensity for impersonalism?
No. They cannot understand God, therefore it is impersonal. It is due to their poor fund of knowledge. So most people are in poor fund of knowledge.
As soon as one forgets Krishna is impersonal.
Yeah.
Just like many of us, Srila Prabhupada, we're thinking
that. They cannot think that a person I can produce a sky that is beyond their conception. This is it. It is. They say God is all-powerful, but he cannot produce a sky. This is a defect. If God is all-powerful, why he cannot produce a sky? That they cannot think. Yes, he is all-powerful, can produce a sky. Their intellect. Poor intellect.
But then there are those also who are attached to that conception, like in the Bhagavad Gita, it says those who are attached to that conception.
We can see every day the impersonal feature of the sun, the sunlight, the sun sign. But which is important? The sun sign is important and the sun is important. Daily you see, the sun sign is spread all over the universe, very big. But what is the use of this big if there is no sun glow?
That in Krishna consciousness, fasting and feasting is the same.
Yeah.
Can you explain that?
Fasting and feasting is the same.
That's what they
call it. Yeah. For Krishna, you fast and feast the same. Better fast.
Is that in the spiritual world every day is feasting?
Yeah. And there is no fasting. Because fasting is recommended when a man is diseased. When he is in health, there is feasting. So spiritual world means health. Right, there should be fasting.
And our disease is uncontrolled senses. Our disease is uncontrolled senses.
There is no sense agitation.
No, for us though. Condition.
Yeah, condition.
You wrote that the cup of riksha trees, they move. They're not stationary.
They're spiritual.
Is this true for the plants and flowers?
Everything. They're spiritual. Absolute. There is no condition. Because this tree cannot move, there is condition.
No condition?
No.
In the spiritual world, can the trees and plants communicate? Here they have no means of communication. Talking, no talking.
Everything is possible.
First. The animals can also understand and communicate.
You can milk the cows as many times as you like and as much as you like.
And talk with them.
Yeah. There is no limit. That is spiritual.
One thing that's always confused a lot of devotees is how is it possible to eat something in the spiritual world when that the thing that you're eating is also spiritual?
Yeah, there is no need of eating, but they like, they can eat, enjoy.
The taste, the flavor.
But what happens to the thing that they're eating?
Then you see anybody.
Jai Prabhupada.
This is our disease. When they're talking of spiritual world, we are bringing material thoughts. To bring coal in separate. There is one separate. There are many coal mines.
Coals to Newcastle.
Huh?
Just bring coals to Newcastle.
Yeah, like that. Why should you bring your material ideas to the spiritual world? There is no relativity. Everything has to be.
There's no day or night. Everything is self-illuminated.
That is. There's no need.
Are there seasonal changes from the Prabhupada? Rain and different seasonal?
Everything is there, but there is no necessity. Yes, many Sahajiyas, they requested me, sir, why you are going? You are in Vrindavan, continue your bhajan. What is the use of preaching?
What is the use of preaching?
Preaching. They advised me that.
They don't believe in Lord Chaitanya? These Sahajiyas in Vrindavan?
They have no knowledge. Material. Prakita Sahajiya. Their real name is Prakita. Their thoughts are on this material plane. This is their preferring this conjugal love because here the sex is permanent. That thing is, there is a higher stage. But in the lower stage here, they're taking that at the higher stage. In the of course, in the spiritual world, there is such thing. But as Krishna has many other leelas, then why they are not attracted to other leelas?
They don't want to be limited. They think that Krishna is the Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam.
That's
so why?
That is always true. But Krishna says, Manushanam Sahaji says, Kachitata Siddhaya, Jatatamapi Siddhyanam Kosti Dedhyan. How you have understood Krishna? Krishna says, out of many millions of people, one becomes Siddha. And out of many millions of Siddhas, hardly one can understand me. So how you have understood Krishna so easily, within 2 years? What you have understood Krishna, that is materially understood. You do not know what is Krishna. That is Prakita Swami. How you have understood? Krishna was a playboy, dancing with the girls. Bas, you have understood. Now listen.
If I follow the regulative principles and go on hearing about Rasleela, then I'll be purified.
You say that. But the Shastra does not say. Shastra says that after you have studied all the 9 cantos of Bhagavad, then enter into the temple. Soja means they take very easily. They survive. Everything is all right. Now I am perfect. That is all. Krishna says, to understand me, it will take millions of years. And they understand Krishna immediately. That is there. That is called Prakriti Sahaja.
Krishna's incarnation is to attract the living entities to Krishna.
Yeah.
So let me read about Ras Leela because I'm feeling some attraction.
And why not Kurukshetra Leela? But Kurukshetra Leela, Krishna's Leela is the same, absolutely. You are attracted to Ras Leela means you have got sex desire. That's it. And actually, what he said, there one girl?
He said one girl, she was, killed her baby.
Abortion.
This is their business.
I may still have sex desire, but this will purify
me. No. This will purify. You are not purified.
Putrefied.
That is it. This Ras Leela is for the person who is completely purified.
Even trumpet doesn't even talk.
When one is impure, he should not think of. That is stated in the Bhagavad.
They have misunderstood.
They must have misunderstood. They don't understand.
They have not even read carefully the first canto of Bhagavatam. And second, Prabhupada says in second canto, look at the lotus feet of the Lord.
I was thinking yesterday that must be one of the problems that these people have not read the earlier books, the earlier cantos of the Bhagavatam. Because it says you express quite clearly.
So we were lucky.
Have to avoid that.
We were lucky because when we joined, all that we had were your Bhagavatams from India, those original Bhagavatam. Otherwise, what should we do?
Otherwise, they're finished.
We should try to save.
That's another problem, Prabhupada. All of these boys that take part in the Sanskrit Bengali translation department, they all become like this because they read these other books. As soon as they learn Bengali and Sanskrit, they start reading so many books.
Haul baul kakta vaja nara darve shai kao jya shoki bheki smarta jadamo shai. They're all counted in one.
One thing I've noticed, Srila Prabhupada, I see it as a direct link, that most of these people who get involved like this, they're not engaged in active preaching work. And because of it, their mind has time to create these fantasies and get attracted. Someone who's engaged in forcefully preaching,
he has to be more practical.
Yes, practical and purified by the activity. You have come to the hellish planet, Srila Prabhupada, to deliver us. That's all there is. It's amazing enough that you have made such a gigantic moon, but the fact that you have made it with such mleches as us is what is most astounding. It's like building a skyscraper with swamps and straw.
In the fifth canto, you've quoted from Bhaktivinoda Thakur that the most sacred place in the whole universe is Sri Mayapur Dham. In all the universe.
In each universe there is a Vrindavan and a Mayapur. That means in each universe there's a planet Earth, like this planet?
Yes. There are so many planets. Each universe is full of planets. Kotishu Vasudhadi Vibhuti Bhinna. There are millions of planets, and each planet there are millions of planets. Right? Millions of universes in each planet. Koti Sivasudhadi Vibhuti Bhinna.